Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to our second service. Tayo po ito bayo. Let's prepare our hearts as we worship and be encouraged today by the Word of God. Tayo po'y manalangin. Hallelujah. Maraming salamat, Panginoon, for this time. Thank you, Lord God, for a new life and a new opportunity, Lord, to come together. And Lord, we will just continue to lift your name, sing for you, and continue to worship you, Father. Be glorified in our worship. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Palakpakan po natin, Panginoon.
To you, I can do anything. I can do all things. 'Cause it's you who gives me strength. Nothing is impossible. To you, blind eyes are open. Strongholds are broken. I am living by faith. Nothing is impossible. Gonna live by what I feel. This down I know that you're here with me. I know that you can do anything. To you I can do anything. I can do all things. 'Cause it's you. Nothing is impossible to you. Blind eyes are open. Strongholds are broken. I'm living by faith. Nothing is impossible.
Once again, I'm not gonna live by what I see.
Not gonna live by what I see. Not gonna live by what I feel. Deep down I know that you're here with me. I know that you can do anything. To you I can do. To you, to you, blind eyes are open. I'm living by faith. Nothing is impossible. We believe.
Say, I believe.
I believe. I believe in you. I believe to you I can do anything.
Yes, Lord.
Nothing is impossible to you. Blind eyes are open. Strongholds are broken. I am living by faith.
Now I believe.
Yes, Lord. I believe,
we believe, I believe. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The battle belongs to the Lord.
When all I see is the battle, you see my victory. When all I see is the mountain, you see the mountain move. And as I walk through the shadows, your love surrounds me. There's nothing to fear now, for I am safe with you. So when I fight on my knees, with my hands lifted high. Oh God, the battle belongs to you, and every fear I lay at your feet. I'll sing to you. For me, who can be against me? For Jesus, there's nothing impossible for you. When all I see are the ashes, you see the beauty. When all I see is a cross, God, you see the empty tomb.
So when I fight,
I fight on my knees, with my hands lifted high. Oh God, the battle belongs to you, and every fear I lay at your feet. I sing to the night. The battle belongs to you. Oh, mighty fortress, you go before us. Nothing can stand against the power of our God. You shine in the shadow, you win every battle. Nothing can stand against the power of our God. Oh, mighty fortress, you go before us. Nothing can stand against the power of our God. You shine in the shadows, you win every battle. Nothing can stand against the power of our God. Oh, mighty fortress. Yes, Lord, you go before us. Nothing can stand against the power of our God. You shine in the shadows, you win every battle. Nothing can stand against the power of our God. So when I fight on my knees, with my hands high. Oh God, the battle belongs to you, and every fear I lay at your feet. Yes, Lord, I sing to the night. Oh God, the battle for the last time. And when I fight, oh, when I fight on my knees, with my hands lifted high. The battle belongs to you, and every fear into the night. Oh God, the battle belongs to you.
Palakpakan po natin ang Panginoon. Yes, Lord. We don't need to fight because God is fighting for us. The battle belongs to the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. we will just come in our knees, in our worship, and you will move, O God. And we continue to worship you in this place.
As I come into your presence, past the gates of praise, into your sanctuary, till we're standing face to face. I look upon your countenance, I see the fullness of your grace. I can only bow down and say,
again, you are awesome in this place. Oh,
you are awesome in this place, mighty God. You are awesome in this place, Abba Father. You are worthy of all praise. To you you are awesome in this place, mighty God. As I come into your presence, past the gates of praise, into your sanctuary, till we stand in countenance, I see the fullness of your grace. I can only bow down and say,
you are awesome,
you are awesome in this place, mighty God. You are awesome in this place, Father. You are worthy of our praise. To you our lives we raise. You are awesome in this place, my
once again
God.
You are awesome,
you are awesome in this place, mighty in this place, mighty God. You are awesome in this place,
mighty God.
You are awesome in this place, mighty God.
who make the sun to rise and bring the earth new life in every beam. Jesus, it is you who turns the day to night and watches me as I begin to dream. Jesus, it is you who brings me food for my table, who cares for all of my needs, who walks the road with me, has grown with me through all that I have been. Jesus, it is you. Jesus, it is you. Yes, Lord, it is you. So I lift my hands, I bring my soul. My brokenness and carries me when I am frail and weak. Jesus, it is you who tells the storm to rest when I am overwhelmed and cannot speak. Jesus, it is you. My guilt on his shoulders, who holds my heart in his hands, who takes my thoughts and fears and hangs them on the arms of Calvary. Jesus, it is you. Jesus, it is. So I lift my hands, I bring my soul, all of my days, all of my rights, all of my. Let this be the prayer of our hearts. So I lift my hands. So I lift my hands. And I bring my soul. All of my days. All of my. I offer Church, let's express our worship to the Lord. The Lord is here. The Lord listens to our worship and praise and prayer and cry in our hearts. We worship you, we worship. To the one thing true, it is you, Jesus. You're the only one true living God, oh God. And that, Lord, we give you praise and honor. You are the great I am. You are Yahweh. You are the creator, provider, and our only redeemer, oh God. To you, we put our trust. In you, we find comfort and help. And we bless your name, your holy name. Blessed be your name. Amen and amen. Amen. You know, mga kapatid, in our lives, we experience and we will continue to experience situations beyond our control. Situation where we find ourselves in need of great help, in need to be rescued. You know, many times when we are in this situation of having great troubles, sometimes we quickly think of someone who can help us, capable to help us, maybe our parents, maybe our friends, maybe the pastor, or maybe our care group leaders, and there's nothing wrong with that. Pero the problem is sometimes we forget that there is someone far more powerful, far more capable, high above to help us, just waiting for our cry for help. Gaya ni David, si David po ay tinagurian a man God's, who after God's own heart. And in the Bible, in Old Testament, there are countless times he cried out for help to God. Including in our Bible reading in Psalm 57. And Psalm 57 is a situation where David was, you know, hiding in a cave. And he can call friends, he can call other kings to help him. But you know what? Whom he called? That someone high above the heavens. Sabi ni David, the psalmist said in verse 1, sabi niya, "Be gracious to me, O God, be gracious to me. For my soul takes refuge in you, and in the shadow of your wings I will take refuge. Until destruction passes by, I will call to God the Most High, to God who accomplished all things for me, and He will send from heaven and save me." He reproaches. It means he put to shame him who tramples me. Because David was in great danger, and there's this King Saul who wants to kill him, who wants to take out his very lives. And what he said in the last statement of verse 3, he said, "God will send his loving kindness. God will send his chesed, his steadfast love, his loving grace, and his truth." Nakakatuwa dahil ang psalmist na ito, he personified the loving kindness and truth of God
as being sent from heaven all the way down to earth to help his people who are in need. And this reminds us of someone from heaven who came down to earth, who saved us. And who is that? None other than our Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible said, no, when he came down, became flesh and dwelt among us, his disciples, particularly Apostle John, said, we beheld his glory, and his glory is full of grace and full of truth. He is the person, I believe, that God is talking about, the chesed, the loving kindness of God. Because God, out of his great love towards us, he gave Jesus as the answer, as the rescuer, as the comforter in every time we are in deepest need. Gaya ng ating inawit, the worship team help us to lead that song. Who is the creator that makes the sun rises? Jesus. Who is the provider and comforter who cares for us, for our daily needs, even asks us to pray for our daily bread? Jesus. Who is the companion who walks the road with us and promises us that he will never leave you and he will never forsake you? Jesus. Who is the redeemer that bore our guilt in his shoulders and hangs them on the arms of Calvary? Jesus. So if you are in dire, if you are in difficult, if you are in stressful situations, my brothers and sisters, and in need of great help, we can call someone high above, more powerful, more capable to help us, and in him nothing is impossible. We can call upon Jesus and put our confidence, put our hope, put our trust only to him. And the Bible says in Romans 8:3, give us an assurance to all the more call upon him. That's why in this worship song that we sang, in him I lift up my hands, in him I will give and utter my new song, in all of my days, in all of my rights, and all of my wrongs. Because in Romans 8:32 says, God, who indeed did not spare his own son, but delivered him over for all of us, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? So come to Jesus. For him, we have a great assurance. In him, we can have great hope. And in him, we can be rescued. Amen. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, for this moment that Sunday after Sunday, Lord, we long to come here to express our worship to you, Panginoon. Because here in this place, Lord, reminds us that in this place we can encounter you, that you dwell in the presence of your people, that in you, Lord, we can open our hearts, utter our needs, utter our worship, Lord, utter our thanksgiving, because in you, Lord, we find comfort. And even in our deepest need, O God, even in our lives is in very great danger, Lord, pwede kami mag-open sa iyo, O God, and we can find peace, O God, and comfort in you. Lord, I live up to you, O God, my brothers and sisters. Now you know their needs and their bad situations, O God. Sometimes, Lord, we cannot even find any friends or relatives, even our church friends, O God, unable to help us because it's beyond our control. Pero Lord, in you we can find comfort. Lord, in you we have the provisions. In you, O God, we can meet our needs. Lord, I pray, O God, na in-meet niyo po, Panginoon, Lord, ang mga pangangailangan ng aking mga kapatid. Lord, meet their needs according to your will, according to your riches, and according to your glory. Lord, thank you, God, for this moment of worship, expressing our adoration to you. All this, Lord, we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And everybody says, amen, amen, amen. Salamat po. We can have a seat.
Good afternoon, church. Ngitian nyo po yung mga katabi ninyo. Sabihin nyo po yung good afternoon. Okay, right now we will continue to honor God and worship through our givings. Let us read our verse for today, Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 17. Every man shall give us as he is able, according to the blessing of the Lord your God that he has given you. Let us read our response. Lord, we recognize that all our blessings come from you. You are our faithful provider, and we thank you for your abundant goodness in our lives. Today, we give in response to your blessings. With grateful, joyful, and willing hearts, we bring out our tithes and offering before you. May our giving honor your name and be used to further your kingdom and purpose on the earth. We trust you to keep providing for our needs as we faithfully give back to you. Amen. Right now, before po tayo mag-pray, last week po, it was mentioned that our church is having mission sa Philippines po, sa Pampanga at Bulacan. And it is happening right now. Some of our brethren is now serving God in that mission. And it was announced also that if we cannot support them physically, kasi nandito po tayo, di ba? Yung iba po sa atin ay hindi nakapag-leave, hindi pinayagan ng kanilang mga boss, mga amo, na makasama, makapagbakasyon, we can still support them by prayer, through our prayer, and by giving a special offering po para sa ating mission. Okay? So if you want to participate and support our mission, pwede pa po tayo magbigay at mag-offer ng special mission, special offering po for the mission. Kung nais nyo po magbigay, you can use our tithes and offering envelope. Pwede po kayong humingi sa ating mga usher and pakilagay lang po na for the mission. Okay? Para po ma-identify nila. Or if you will give using our PayNow QR code, paki-include din po, paki-indicate it is for the mission. Okay po? Okay, let us pray po. Father, we glorify your name. We thank you for all the blessing and provision you have given to us. Right now, we present to you our tithes and offering and also our special offering for the mission as thanksgiving and as a way of honoring and worshiping you. May this offering be used for the advancement of your kingdom and the work of the gospel. Teach us, Lord, to always trust in your provision and to give with grateful and joyful hearts. And Father, we also lift up to you our mission team. We thank you for their lives. We pray that your covering and protection be upon them. May the joy of serving you and the love of carrying out your mission continue to encourage and strengthen them. Grant them wisdom, boldness, and compassion as they share your word and serve the people they encountered. In the mighty name of Jesus we pray, amen. Let us give cheerfully to the Lord.
I can do anything, I can do all things, 'cause it's you who gives me strength. Nothing is impossible to you, life has a open, strongholds are broken, I am living.
Magandang umaga po. Medyo malakas po yata ang ulan. Nakita ko si Brother Robert. Basang-basa yata. Okay, so this time po, we normally welcome po ang ating first-time visitors. This morning po, meron po tayo, but this second service po, wala. So what we will do, maybe anyone po who came back for second or third time, just raise your hands po. Ayan. Ang dami pala nila. Welcome back po. Continue to come back and welcome po kayo sa ating Living Word Fellowship family. At this time, we will rise up and welcome po one another. Let's welcome one another. Tayo po tayo.
Ako'y nagagalang na kasama ka ngayon. Magkakabless na makita ka. Ako'y nagtutuwa na kasama ka ngayon. Sama-samang pupurihin ang Panginoon. I love you. Nagkakabless na makita ka. I love you. Ako'y nagtutuwa na kasama ka ngayon. Ako'y nagagalak na kasama ka ngayon. Nakaka-bless na makita ka. Ako'y natutuwa na kasama ka ngayon. Sama-sama kukurihin ang Panginoon. I love you. Nakaka-bless na makita ka. I love you. Ako'y natutuwa na kasama ka ngayon.
Tayo ngayon. Oh, yung hindi natutuwa, makituwa na rin kayo, ano? Anyway, what a pleasant day to for all of us to gather. Even though it's raining heavily, you still managed to come here. And we praise God for that. I am here, standing up in front of you, mga kapatid, because Pastor Ruel asked me to convey this message, this letter, to all of us. It is a letter from the World Assemblies of God. Yung laman po ng letter, I will read it on later on. But it is, what does the church stand when it comes to the war that is ongoing in Middle East? Ito po yung content ng letter na ito. It came from the World Assemblies of God with the signatures of Reverend Dominic Yeo, Dog Clay, and even Reverend Juan Carlos. They are the superintendent of the World Assemblies of God. So may I read to all of us, and may we be encouraged not to panic kung ano po ang mga nangyayaring ito. So as I read, their Assemblies of God churches. Over the weekend, conflict erupted across different parts of the Middle East. In this time of global turmoil, we call upon the body of Christ to stand as one, united in prayer, relentless in our missions, and be watchful. The outbreak of war between nations grieves the heart of God. Yet, this should not take us by surprise. In these times of global shaking, may we allow the Holy Spirit to steer us and stand in the gap as intercessors, peacemakers, and carriers of the Father's heart. War is indeed devastating. It leaves cities in ruins, families torn apart, and hearts seeking peace. We are deeply concerned for our believers, families, and churches affected by the current crisis, and we pray that God's grace, strength, and sustaining peace will uphold them in this difficult hour. We call upon every general council to rally its churches, their churches, to arise in fervent intercession and an active mission bringing hope and healing to the nation. So these are the prayer points that the council is asking us to pray for. So after I read out the prayer points, we will pray together. Let us pray for quick cessation of war, divine protection over innocent lives, covering for missionaries and Christian leaders serving in the front lines, protection for medical and relief team, supernatural encounters for the affected afflicted, that they may experience the presence of God, lasting peace and restoration over affected nations and people affected. So my brothers and sisters, may I ask all of you to please join me in unison and agreement that let us pray for all these prayer items that I have just read. Let us all pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity that we could come and intercede as a church, united together, to intercede and pray for all these things that we have just read. Father, amongst us today, we do not know if one of our brothers or sister is affected by this. Maybe they have some families or relatives or friends that they know that they are stuck in the Middle East. Lord, I pray for your protection to be upon those believers or relatives of our fellow believers. We pray, Father, that may you just bring peace upon each one, the heart, that we should not worry about this, but instead we will give it to you, lay it down to you, Lord, because only you who could intervene. We also pray, Lord, that those innocent lives amongst those nations in the Middle East, may you have that hand of protection to be upon all of them. Those who are working, Lord, as front lines, those who are medical in medical field, Lord, those who are supplying needs of the people, so those essential needs that they have, may you let them be able to do the things that they are supposed to do with your mighty hand of protection upon them. And even, Father, we pray for the cessation of this war. May let there be resolutions among each one. We desire for peace, Lord. But we also know, Lord, that all these things happen for a purpose and for a reason. Lord, we pray for each one that is involved in this war, that let it be, Lord, that may you be the one who will change their heart and guide their thoughts. May you bring wisdom to every leader in each nation. Lord, we pray for us, believers, that we should not be shaken about this, because we believe that you have written all this in your word. So prepare our hearts, Lord, to be watchful and to be able to see the things that we should not panic, but we will rest upon you, O God. So we thank you, Lord, for this time that we could ask you and pray for all of these things. And as we continue to pray, Lord, we also pray for Sister Amrel, who will be sharing your word today. May your anointing, your empowering, and infilling of your Holy Spirit be upon her. May she just speak off your word that comes from you boldly, that she will not withhold it, but she will speak it with power and might that comes from you. May you hide her in your presence. May you be the one who will be lifted up and be glorified. This we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let us welcome Sister Amorel as she shares the word.
Thank you, Boy Nai. Good afternoon, everyone. A rainy afternoon. And we thank the Lord that He has brought us here to have fellowship with one another and, more importantly, to experience His wonderful presence. But before we dive into the word, let me just share some few announcements, no? And please take note of this. Our early morning prayer, we do invite and encourage each and everyone to join. This happens every Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 5 a.m. to 5:45 a.m. Now, if you want to have the link, kasi ito po ay via Zoom, you can ask Ate Kay, Ate Mary, and the other prayer core. And also, we have this on every Sundays at 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. So, we do encourage each and everyone. No? Pag nahirapan tayong bumangon na maaga, maybe we can join Monday or Wednesday or Friday. Kaya natin to. And we start the week, we start the day right. Another is, if you can't make it in the early morning prayer, we do invite you to join the Wednesday prayer night. Now, every first, third, and fifth Sunday, you can listen to the TLWF FB page every 9 o'clock
p.m., first, third, and fifth Wednesday. But we do encourage you to join us every second and fourth Wednesday of the month for the in-person prayer. And, well, minsan lima lang kami, minsan yung office team lang. And we'd be happy to have you join us, no, if in case you're available. Another, of course, the One Body, One Mission. So this is an ongoing event now in the Philippines. This will conclude tomorrow, but let us continue to pray and intercede that the Lord will move mightily in the lives of our brothers and sisters who are there. And we look forward to their testimonies, ano, pagbalik po nila. So, yes, if the Lord is stirring your hearts to support financially, you can still give to missions. Another announcement, of course, yung MOH breakfast, which happens every last Sunday of every last Saturday of the month at 8:30 a.m. dito po sa Joy Room. Please join, no, men. This is a Men of Honor Breakfast Fellowship. And also, you have more? Yes, please join the evangelism team. And we're so grateful for the ministry of this team. Last Sunday, we just had our closing, our graduation ceremony for this Disciple Equip. And one of them is actually a product of this ministry. And we're so grateful. And so, if the Lord is, again, stirring your hearts, you know, please join this evangelism team. And you can... for more information, just approach Brother Rene or si Chairman Sam. And do we have more? Of course. Oh, and if you wish to know more about what's going on in our church, or to know, you want to be notified of the upcoming events, no? Gusto nyo ma-update from time to time? Do scan the QR code. Join us in WhatsApp. This is open to all. Hindi po siya limited to certain group of people lang. Join our TLWF community page. So, doon niyo po makikita lahat ng mga kaganapan or mga future events in our church. Thank you, Josiah Talay. And good afternoon once again. So, well, we will continue with the sermon series that we have, and this afternoon, no, I want to introduce you to another name, because we are very much familiar with the names Jehovah Jireh, my provider, Jehovah Nissi, the Lord is my banner, Jehovah Rapha, the Lord is my healer. No, we've learned about those things, and this series is just a continuation from last year's sermon series, and this afternoon, we will be introduced to another attribute of God, and that is Jehovah Ezer, the Lord my help. So, how many of us here now loves to, you know, we have this favorites folder in our phone, or maybe we keep it in our laptop, and there's a special photo in our gallery that we like to... look at it when we're having a rough day, or perhaps, di ba, sometimes our phone will notify us of the old pictures, and it brings back a memory with our loved ones, or maybe an important event, or maybe during our first day here in Singapore, or our first baby, siguro yung mga yon. And viewing these images, whenever we view at these images, it somehow changes our mood. Gumaganda yung mood natin, no? And we are being reminded of God's goodness and faithfulness. We use digital images, no, to freeze this, some because we want to attempt, no, for to the yung attempt natin na to freeze time, and we want to stay there. And well, sana I wish I could go back to this particular memory. So in today's story, in today's text, we will explore about the story of a prophet. And his name is Samuel. si Samuel, he didn't have a camera, wala siyang camera during that time, or maybe a cloud, yung iCloud ba yun, to save his memories. But instead, this prophet did something incredibly heavy, very physical, and honestly, a little strange, no? Because, you see, just imagine, if this afternoon I will put a rock in this altar, and for you, of course, it wouldn't look like much. It's just a rock, di ba? But in the ancient world, a stone wasn't just debris. It was a witness. So if you try to read the Old Testament, there are those prophets who built a monument, di ba? A stone, a rock. Because they want to preserve something. It's a stone of monument. You see, after 20 years of defeat and a miraculous last-minute rescue, Samuel did not just say, "Oh, thank you, Lord," and move on. He didn't just do that. He stopped the entire nation of Israel, and he dragged a rock into the middle of the field, and he called it an Ebenezer. So later on, I will tell you what this means. And we humans, we are so prone to spiritual amnesia, di ba? We forget the rescue, the moment the danger passes. You know, after we were rescued or after being victorious about something, okay na, move on, move forward. Sometimes we forget, right? And today, we're going to talk about why we need the stone in our life. Hindi po siya kidney stone or gallstones. But I'm referring to a marker so solid that no matter how much time passes, we can look back and say, hey, right there, this one, this very moment, that is exactly where my story changed. Because the Lord has helped me thus far. So before we read the text, may I invite everyone to pray with me. Lord, we thank you and we acknowledge your presence this afternoon. Father, we worship you. We glorify your name. Lord, it is my prayer that as we listen to your word, we ask your Holy Spirit to just guide us, open our hearts, open our minds, rebuke us of the things that we need to change, the things that we need to surrender. And Lord, I ask that you guide us today, even as we have fellowship with one another, as we fellowship with you. Lord, I pray that you just bless the hearts and minds of my sister and just allow the Holy Spirit to minister to us. And I pray that, Lord, even as we will listen to your word, Lord, there will be transformation in our lives as we leave this place. Lord, we give you back all the glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So may I request everyone to stand and read the text with me, found in 1 Samuel chapter 7, verse 1 to 12. So we will be reading from the ESV or the English Standard Version. Let us read. And a man of Kiriath Jearim came and took up the ark of the Lord and brought it to the house of Abinadab on the hill. And when they consecrated his son Eleazar to have charge of the ark of the Lord. From the day of the ark was lodged at Kiriath Jearim, a long time passed, some 20 years, and all the house of Israel lamented after the Lord. And Samuel said to all the house of Israel, "If you are returning to the Lord with all your heart, then put away the foreign gods and the Ashtaroth from among you and direct your heart to the Lord and serve him only, and he will deliver you out of the hand of the Philistines." So the people of Israel put away the Baals and the Ashtaroth, and they served the Lord only. Then Samuel said, "Gather all Israel at Mizpah, and I will pray to the Lord for you." So they gathered at Mizpah and drew water and poured it out before the Lord and fasted on that day and said there, "We have sinned against the Lord." And Samuel judged the people of Israel at Mizpah. Now when the Philistines heard that the people of the Israel had gathered in Mizpah, the lords of the Philistines went up against Israel. And when the people of Israel heard of it, they were afraid of the Philistines. And the people of Israel said to Samuel, "Do not cease to cry out to the Lord our God for us, that he may save us from the hand of the Philistines." So Samuel took a nursing lamb and offered it as a whole burnt offering to the Lord. And Samuel cried out to the Lord for Israel, and the Lord answered him. As Samuel was offering up the burnt offering, the Philistines drew near to attack Israel. But the Lord thundered with a mighty sound that day against the Philistines and threw them into confusion, and they were defeated before Israel. And the men of Israel went out from Mizpah and pursued the Philistines and struck them as far as below Beth-Gar. Then Samuel took a stone and set it up between Mizpah and Shen and called its name Ebenezer, for he said, "Till now, the Lord has helped us." May the Lord bless the reading of His word. You may now have your seat. So the idea of this message is that victory is not found in our own strength or in religious symbol, material gain, no? Personal success. But victory is found in our alignment with God's presence. You see, the name Jehovah Esser, of course, Jehovah means Lord, capital L-O-R-D. Because during the Old Testament, I believe it was mentioned last time that during the Old Testament, they cannot say the name Yahweh because it's holy. So they use Jehovah means Lord, no? L-O-R-D, capital. Kaya when you read your Bible, if you see the all caps L-O-R-D, it means Jehovah. And Ezer, no, the Hebrew name Ezer, means essential, life-giving strength. So it's a combination of to rescue and to be strong. That's the meaning of Ezer. So meaning the Lord, my help, the help there is used as a noun. But if you say the Lord, my helper, of course the helper there is used as a verb. But did you know, there's a trivia. The first use of this helper appears in Genesis 2 verse 18. When you try to search for the original context of helper, kasi sabi ni Lord, no? I will make a helper suitable for him. So it was first used describing the creation of a woman. Yung helper doon. Ah, so meaning, yung helper, hindi lang yung helper, alam yung parang katuwang ba? But it also means a rescuer. So wives, this is the meaning. A rescuer and strength. So ibig sabihin pala, oh, am I doing my role as a wife, as a helper, as a rescuer, as a strength? Kaya pala ang mga babae, asawang babae, we need to pray for our spouse. No? This is what it means. Kaya, Ezer Kenegdo. Yeah, it's a trivia, but it's a good thing to be, you know, to be reminded of, no? Tayong mga asawang babae. And of course, men, your spouse is a rescuer, your strength. Okay, so before we proceed to 1 Samuel chapter 7, we first need to understand how it began. So we need to go back to chapter 4 of 1 Samuel. Okay, so because there's a contrast between the defeat in chapter 4 and the victory in chapter 7. And both of these actually occurred in the same location, Ebenezer, yung name. But in 1 Samuel chapter 4, Ebenezer was a place of defeat. Why? Okay, look at the difference, no? Their confidence was rooted in history because to them, no, every time the ark, of course, the ark of the covenant, we know that this represents the presence of God. And every time the ark had moved in the past, no, when they crossed the Jordan River or they circled the walls of Jericho, miracles happened, right? They were so victorious. But, however, in this particular chapter 4, they assume that because God helped their ancestors under the leadership of Joshua, He was also obligated to help them during that time. So, their thinking became different. That they thought even if si Hophni and si Phinehas was the son of Eli the priest, they were corrupt. So they think that, oh, okay lang, nandyan naman yung Ark of the Covenant. Anyway, the Ark of the Covenant is with us. So they look at it as like, you know, a lucky charm. Parang gano'n, no? It's like a physical lucky charm to them. Even if they're worshiping idols, they think that, oh, anyway, we have the Ark of the Covenant. Even if we're committing sin, even if we have idols, even if these two people are corrupt. But see what happened. They lost. They were defeated. And the ultimate implication of 1 Samuel chapter 4 is, you know, symbols of God are not a replacement for God's presence. The Israelites learned that they could not manipulate the Almighty God by, you know, just bringing the Ark of the Covenant because they, iba yung nag-change yung perception nila. And this chapter, it ends with the birth of a child named Ichabod. And what does that mean? The glory has departed. This signifies that the stone of help has become a place of abandonment because of their disobedience, because they did not listen to God. They did not follow His command. So they were defeated. So now let us look at the deeper into chapter 7 and consider how we can apply this to our daily walk with God. Israel has been, you know, stagnating for 20 years. Ang tagal, no? 20 years. And they desired for God's deliverance. However, there was a problem. They still clung to their idols, no? And in chapter 7, Samuel's initial command was, no, he did not say, oh, come on, pick up your swords. He did not say that, but he asked them to put away something. You need to put away something. So before experiencing God's help of rescue, first thing that they need to do is there must be a wholehearted return. There must be obedience before the rescue. Going back to verse 3, Samuel said, if you are returning to the Lord with all your heart, then you have to rid yourselves of the foreign idols. That was the command of Samuel. So the first thing that you need to do, rid yourselves of the foreign idols. You see, the gathering of Mizpah, so yan yung Mizpah or Mizpeh, no? The fortified town where Samuel gathered, he gathered them in this place for repentance. This was the Mizpah moment, no? It was very critical before the rescue. The place where the Israelites cleared their hearts. So they had to make a wholehearted return to God and rely on His help. Before there was a stone of help, there was a place of repentance. And the three pillars of return. First thing, it has to be a total commitment. You know, you have to return with your whole heart, not just in trouble, not only when you need something, but just return to the Lord. Hindi lang pag may kailangan kayo, sabi niya. Diba? Well. And of course, we need to remove all your idols. Put away your Ashtaroth. Ashtaroth is a, you know, goddess or a cultic image. Yung goddess, Canaanite goddess, deity. And it has to be an exclusive service. You cannot experience the power of the kingdom while maintaining a residence in the world. You see, we believers, meron kasi tayong, we usually have that, you know, yung backup battery. We often treat God, okay, God is the primary source. However, we still keep our idols. Idols doesn't just mean, we've been saying this, that it's not just the you know, foreign image, no? Sometimes our idols are money, status, people, even our spouse. We have to be careful. No, people pleasing. This is our backup batteries. But true obedience means putting away these idols, because we're still holding on. Even our, you know, yung intellect natin, we think, oh, talino ako eh. Can be your idol. Your position can also be your idol. But you see, the key lesson here is preparation precedes or comes first before deliverance. We must clear the clutter of our hearts to make room for God's power. Because if it's too cluttered, dami natin iniisip, or, you know, we're too, parang masyado tayong stick sa bagay na it's taking our time, taking our energy. No? Diba, before a farmer, gardener will plant a tree, he has to clear, remove the weeds first. Otherwise, the tree will not grow or the plant will not grow properly. Or isn't it that when you buy a new appliances sa bahay, you want clean mo, lilisan mo mabuti, punasan mo, map mo, then you will put something, di ba? You see, we cannot move, we cannot expect God's hand to act on behalf if on our behalf if our hearts are so cluttered with so many things, or our hearts are turned away from Him. Look at this. Sabi niya, oh, it's hard walking this stuff because it's too cluttered. Sabi niya, yep, son, we have met the enemy and it is us. Sometimes we don't want to clear the clutter. We don't want to let go. We don't want to surrender our sin. Don't want to surrender our hidden sin. Oh, my wife, my husband will not know when we is in the Philippines. I have my password. We don't want to surrender our pride. We want to restore relationship, but we don't want to surrender our pride, our selfish ambition. We don't want to surrender our will to God's will. We don't want to surrender what we know, because we think we're better. We know better. But maybe the Lord is asking us, oh, if you want to fix your relationship with your spouse, you need to surrender your pride. Ouch. So if we are willing for a breakthrough, we need to start with a mispa moment, a place of repentance, a place where we remove our idols, a place where we repent our sins before the Lord. Authentic obedience would mean clearing the ground before God builds the victory. Oh, we just sang this earlier. I give all of my days, all of my rights, all of my wrongs. When we sing, when we sang that song, ano yung nasa isip natin? Did we just sing that song? No, actually, those lyrics are so, you know, it's heavy. Because you're telling to God that, Lord, I will surrender my pride. Lord, I will surrender my sin. You just declared that to the Lord. We just declared that to Him. But if we are not willing to surrender, then why sing that song? It's pointless singing those songs if we are not willing to surrender everything. So I hope this message will just minister and change our hearts and minds this afternoon. Secondly, we need to have that relentless dependence, the faith during the battle. This is very important, because the Philistines during that time, they attack the Israelites, diba? But then, when the Philistines came to attack the Israelites, sabi ng mga Israelites, they told Samuel, Prophet Samuel, oh, do not cease to cry out to the Lord, our God, for us, that He may save us. Huwag kang tumigil, don't stop. Because the Philistines are here. Because the Philistine force, upon hearing that the Israel was gathered at Mizpah, they advanced to attack. They want to take the opportunity. The period of fear where, you know, Israel moved from self-sufficiency to relentless dependence. So this time, binago nila, no? And the enemy, you see, the enemy did not wait for that prayer meeting at Mizpah to end before attacking. No. During. And then they came. They attacked the Philistines where they were fasting and praying in Mizpah. So here we can see that the enemy will just strike anytime, anywhere. As the Philistines approached, the Israelites, see, they did not grab the swords or they did not panic. So this is a good thing why the first thing that they did was to rid their idols, diba? And return to the Lord. And because they did that, when the enemy came, they did not panic this time. They could have said, oh, dyan na yung mga Philistines. The Philistines are here. Let's run. No. But they prayed and they asked Samuel, pray for us that God would help us. Do not stop crying out to the Lord our God. This time, they did what the Lord wanted them to do. And what did they do? They acted out of faith, not out of fear and panic. See? That's why we are encouraged to remove our idols first. Return to the Lord wholeheartedly so that when this time will come, when the enemy will attack, our faith is solid. While Samuel was sacrificing the lamb, the Philistines came. And the Lord, something happened. There was a strange, a miraculous intervention, a divine intervention. What happened? The Lord thundered. And this was a divine response. So the author, when you say the Lord thundered, what is this? No? The Lord emphasizes that this wasn't just a storm. It wasn't just a regular storm that we witnessed, no, when we were in the Philippines, or maybe here, di ba, may thunderstorm. It wasn't like just like that. But it's a sound so deafening that it caused discomfiture. This word was used in King James Version, and this means confusion, discomfiture, no? And the Hebrew term is hamam, according to Strong's dictionary, which means that to throw into a blind panic, or there was a confusion, noisy confusion among these Philistines. And Jewish historian Josephus suggests that this was also accompanied by an earthquake, Elindol, and there was lightning. And the sound was nakakabingi daw. It was unexpected that it broke the Philistines' military formation. And you see, in the ancient warfare, once the formation broke, the battle was effectively over. So they were defeated. And this was also a fulfillment to Hannah's prayer in 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 10, that God would thunder against his adversaries. So faith is the choice to keep praying even when the Philistines of stress or, you know, sickness are approaching. The victory is won at the altar before it is won on the battlefield. Remember, I mentioned earlier, the enemy will just attack anytime. He will not say, oh, I will attack, I will destroy your relationship. He will just come. And in challenging moments, when we feel overwhelmed, we feel hopeless, these verses encourages us to reflect our hearts, acknowledge that we are weak, confess our sin, but also to persist in prayer. Don't stop. Don't quit or panic. Instead, wait and pray. Give it to God, no? Minsan, we like to, kaya gustong-gusto na rin mag-drama. kay Lord, oh Lord, ayoko na. I'm running out of option. My problem is so big. It's so difficult, no? Remember, di ba, yung earthquake drill? The first thing that they will remind us is what? Don't panic. Because if we will panic, what will happen? We will lose our focus. We cannot think properly. Ay, 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 tumakbo. But remember that this message is reminding us that God is our ever-present help. It reminds us not to give up on our faith because God is actively working. He is our Jehovah Ezer and He will assist us in His perfect timing. But also, we can ask someone to pray and intercede for us because it's going to be difficult, no? If your problem is too personal, you can ask your most trusted person, yung alam mo hindi kayo chichismis. Or your accountability group, your care group. You can ask them, pray for me. You know, asking someone to pray and intercede for you is also a sign of humility. You are acknowledging that you cannot do it on your own. And you need someone to pray for you. Pray and intercede. That's why we do encourage you to attend the prayer meeting. Every Wednesday, second and fourth Wednesday. Every morning, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday. Oh, dami ng platform, no? To pray. It's a good reminder also that we need to spend time in prayer, especially if we're experiencing a difficulty in our life. The problem with us sometimes is we spend too much in social media. We research, no? Yung reels. Let me remind you of that. Be very careful because sometimes the content, it's not helping. Huh? It's not even biblical. So we have to be careful. Why not spend time in prayer and reading God's word? You know, in just earlier, we prayed for this ongoing war. Diba? And what is the best advice? To pray and intercede. Of course, it's already beyond our control. Way, way beyond our control. May away, may gera sa Middle East. Later on, magmamahal na ang gasolina. Mamaya, mahal na ang fare sa MRT. Then, tatas ang inflation rate. So, magmamahal ang mga presyo. Can we control that? No, right? But we can pray. We can intercede. Oh, Lord, have your way in this war. We cannot go there and say, oh, stop, in the name of love. Baka tayo patamaan ng bomba. But we can pray and intercede. Psalm 121, verse 1 to 2. I will lift my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Let go of the things that we cannot control and allow God to take His place. We sang this earlier, the battle belongs to the Lord, but the posture belongs to us. Charles Haddon Spurgeon once said, lay hold on Jesus and keep hold on Jesus. So the first thing that we need to do, let go of the things we cannot control. Let go of our idols. Next thing is let God do His part. Let go and let God. Kaya di ba merong saying na ganun? And the last point, wow, last point. The lasting landmark. Of course, let us not forget to do this. Gratitude. We express our gratitude after the victory. Let us always remember to give glory and thanks to God after our prayers are answered. You know, we need to avoid yung tinatawag nilang spiritual amnesia. And sometimes we glorify ourselves by claiming the credit of our effort? Yes, of course, we work hard for it. We studied hard for it. Pinaginapan ko to eh, kahit sinigawan ako ng boss ko. Yes, of course, we have a part to share. We can't just say, Lord, bless me, and just sit there and relax. Of course, we need to work hard. Lahat naman tayo, di ba? How can we survive this, you know, expensive place? But we should not glorify ourselves. Yes, we work hard, but ultimately, we cannot achieve this on our own. What did Samuel do? No? He went to... Oh, sorry. He took a stone, yan yun, and called its name Ebenezer, for he said, till now, the Lord has helped us. Yung Ebenezer na to, yung Eben, it means stone. And Ezer means help. So Ebenezer means a stone of help. Kaya yun yung reason why Prophet Samuel took a stone and put it there. It was a stone of memorial in between Shen and Mizpah. Hindi Shein yun na. Kaya Teresa kanina parang Shein daw. Between Shen and Mizpah. So, he placed the stone. Ebenezer. It was a stone of help. You see, Samuel, when he built that, he did not build a monument for himself or for his leadership. I was the leader when they won this. No. Remember, during that time, there was no human king yet. This was before the time of King Saul. Mga IBI, you know this. So it was a theocratic form of government, meaning God is the head of the nation. So, he set the stone. And he did not build a monument for himself. And let's look at this, the thus far principle. By naming the stone, Samuel emphasized that God's help is a continuous journey. He helped us, kaya thus far. This implies that he will continue to do so. So, maybe in English grammar, I think we call this as present continuous. No? So, looking backward, it acknowledges that we didn't get here on our own. So it's a sign of gratitude. Pag wala ang Panginoon, we cannot do it. But also looking forward, if He helped us thus far, it also means that He won't abandon us in the future. So which means that there is hope. Thus far means that He helped us in the past, He is helping us now, and He will be there for the next mile. This is what the statement means, yung thus far. But you see, there's a danger of forgetfulness. Oh, kakalimot tayo. You see, one of the failures of the Israelites is they always forget what the Lord has done for them. No? They forgot that God delivered them from the Egyptians. They even said, how I wish nandun tayo, di ba? They complain, they forget. And we need to be reminded about these things as well. Because, di ba, tayo din, when we needed something, when we were looking for a job, or when we were facing a difficult situation in our relationship, isn't it that you're the first person to come to church? Or you attend the prayer, you're always there. Oh, wala pang 5 a.m., 4:45, andun ka na, nakala. I will pray. I know the Lord will answer me. Oh, Lord, I need this. I will come to church. I will serve you. But when the Lord gave you that victory, slowly and slowly you forget what the Lord has done for you. Now you sleep in church. Now you don't listen. You text, you're late. We forget. We stop attending prayer meeting. We forget, that's the problem. And this is the danger. That's why it's also important to set a stone of memorial. You know your house that you bought in the Philippines? Consider it as a memorial of God's goodness. Why are we here in Singapore? It's already because of God's goodness. Ba't ba ako nandito sa Singapore? Ang hirap magtrabaho. But if we look at this, it as a sign of God's goodness, then we'll say, oh, no matter how stressful, kahit mababa ang sweldo, oh, Lord, thank you. Yes, Lord. Diba, we forget. The reason why we are here is because of God, because of the blessing of God. He brought us here thus far. Do you think He will bring us to Singapore then abandon us? Of course not. So let us not forget. Now always acknowledge that our success, you know, an Ebenezer is also a stone of memorial. We remember, we should not stop, but we should always remember God's track record in our lives. So what is your Ebenezer? Could be your job, could be maybe a material, but of course do not idolize it. Huh? But it's make it as a sign of God's goodness in your life. So I was able to have this because the Lord provided for it. The Lord provided the strength that I need to work and save money to send to the Philippines, to send my children to school, to build a house, to buy a new car. It's all by the grace of God. It's not because of our own strength, but because of the strength that He's given us. What is your Ebenezer? What is your stone of memorial? In conclusion, the Ebenezer, no, is a stone of help. It's a solid foundation that doesn't shift. Even when, you know, there are economy, politics, or health changes. No? When we will face diagnosis that would somehow distract us, we just go back and recall of God's goodness, God's faithfulness. So, there's a call to the action, no? Before the worship team will come. The